If anyone is thirsty, let him come unto me and let him drink. Who is it who speaks like that? And who dares to say he can quench the thirst of anyone? It is the same one who declared at a well to a woman who came to get water, whosoever drinks of this water will still be thirsty, but whosoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty. It will last until eternity. Who is this man? Who is it that says these words? It is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who is man and yet God. He is the one who speaks, and he speaks to all. All men are thirsty. Thirsty for something else. For happiness, for peace, for love. This was the case of this woman who was near the well, to whom Jesus spoke. She had already had three lovers, and the one with whom she lived then was just one more. Thirsty for love, for understanding, for peace, for freedom from guilt, for happiness. This was her problem. And then Jesus said to her that he could quench her thirst. He could make her drink of the water of life, a life of great joy, which would never end, not even after death. Where do you look for the answer to your problem, of your thirst for life? How can you fill this inner emptiness, which so often gives you grim ideas? Who is really interested in you? No matter what you are or what you have done, it is possible to be happy on earth where there is always hatred and war and injustice. Thirst is the worst of physical sufferings and leads eventually to death. And if you continue with your inner thirst, it too will lead you to hopelessness and death. But Jesus says, stop and listen. Far too long you have been drawing from the well of this world, temporary success and pleasures, which only last for a moment. Stop this game, which does not lead to anything. Come to me. I can bring you comfort and pardon. I will fill your life with peace and satisfaction. Give me your cup, filled with the mud of bad and impure things, and I will cleanse it, fill it, and transform it into a source where other thirsty ones may come and drink. Whosoever believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from him. Reality, fulfillment, satisfaction at last, to come to Jesus and quench our thirst, and then to turn to others and give them to drink. Jesus still calls, come. Come as you are, thirsty, unclean, undeserving. He says to you, whosoever believes in me will not be thirsty any more. Do you want at last to be satisfied? Do you want at last to have a real friend who will never leave you and who, after death, will welcome you into his paradise forever? That place of joy where you will be free, free from burdens, frustrations, sorrow and fear. We only have one life and it is short. There is only one way to live it fully. That is to live it with Jesus Christ. Put your whole trust in him as your Saviour, the one who paid the penalty of your sins with his blood, the one who died on the cross and who rose from the dead triumphant in order that we might have eternal life. Give him your heart, hard, bruised, thirsty for other things, and he will come to live in it. He will quench your terrible thirst. All you need to do is come. Today, come to Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world, and let him quench your thirst.